Together, we are home. Written by Safely Capricious and read by K-Burb. This is a DC fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Roy/Corey/Jason, as well as their relationship with Little Leanne. Additional tags include domestic fluff, soft, and short and sweet. Jason feels like he's been cold his entire life. He remembers winters when there wasn't enough money to heat the apartment, trying to bundle up in as many layers as he had, but still being cold. And then, worse, on the street, when the only time he was warm was when he was moving. And maybe there were a few years when there was heat, and he was warm, and everything was lovely. But thinking about it now just makes him colder, so he doesn't. That time has passed. And there's no getting back to the past. And then there's the pit, and the water seeped into his veins as ice, and he feels like he's always been cold. But he's not cold right now. He's warm. Totally and completely and blissfully warm. He's always warm with them. They keep him warm. They chase the cold away. This is no thinking time, Jaybird. Stop it. Roy grumbles with his face pressed against Jason's chest, and his words make Corey laugh, and then she's sighing and snuggling closer, and the heat that's all along his back shifts, and her hair falls over them, and... Not thinking, he protests, belatedly, and then because it's them, because he's warm, just happy. And then, obviously, Roy is leaning up to smile at him, and Corey is kissing his cheek, and they're rearranging, and the positions change, but they all stay cocooned, and he's so warm. Coriander can absolutely take care of herself. She's been doing it all her life. And she absolutely does not need someone else to make her complete. But it's nice to have others who will take care of things before she needs to. Who will take care of her, sometimes, so she doesn't need to. People who will anticipate her desires and be handing her the items she wants before she asks. Humans, with a rare exception here or there, are neither telepathic nor empathic. And yet she finds, working with her boys, that they seem to know exactly what she needs, sometimes before she's realized what she's looking for. And she finds herself able to do the same, holding out a wrench for Roy before his mouth has formed the word, or passing a book to Jason before he's even lifted his head. She thinks she understands the human poets, in those moments, who speak of their other halves. They are not required for her to function, however, they do make her better. And she can admit to herself, she feels safe with them. Safe to be herself, and also safe from, well, anything that might try to do her harm. What did we just say about thinking, Corey? Roy whines, and because he's a pest, shifts his hands against her ribs until his fingers can dance, and she giggles and jerks and moves Jason further between them as a barrier. And he goes and then dramatically collapses over Roy so he's pinned. Just because you are allergic to it, she teases, doesn't mean the rest of us must stop. If Roy has anything to say about that, it's muffled against Jason's flesh. Also, she thinks with a fond smile as she presses a kiss to first the top of Jason's head and then Roy's, the sex is hot enough to make her feel like she might overheat. Roy has been told his whole life that he's not easy to love, and he's believed it. But now, he thinks, as he shifts his weight and the arms around him tighten, that he probably just hadn't found the right people. Because Corey and Jason love him as easy as breathing. Sure, Jason isn't super vocal about it and more likely to grumble, and Corey sometimes pulls back and says she loves everyone like this and it's not different, but they don't leave. They're here by him, always. And when someone else hits on him, one or both of them appear just in time to loom and scowl and snarl like the hottest thing he's ever seen. And Jason is always doing things for them. Roy knows the whole love languages thing is trite and whatever, but Jason is definitely more comfortable with actions than words. And Corey, too, always touching. And for all that she claims to have always been like that with everyone, he was on a team with her before, and she was not this tactile with him then. And he doesn't think she was even so touchy with Dick. And he knows they've all got issues. Boy, do they have issues. And they've all been hurt, and loving is a risk, but... But when he says, "I love you both," into the cool, soft dark of their bedroom, only a moment passes before Corey says, "And I, the both of you." And Jason says, "Fucking saps." "Yeah, me too." And Roy falls asleep, smiling. Leanne's dive for the bed is interrupted by a pair of strong arms, and then JJ is cuddling her close, voice soft. "Let him sleep in a little, yeah?" And then he's carefully climbing out of the bed with her and heading to the kitchen. He's wearing the jamma pants she got him for his birthday. She wanted to get him ones with fruits and veggies because he made yummy fruits and veggies, unlike Papa. But the only fruits and veggies one she could find only had eggplants and peaches on them. But Papa had said they were perfect, and JJ had laughed and been really happy when he'd opened them. And he wore them more than any other jamma pants. So she thinks it's okay that they don't eat eggplants or peaches that often. "Can we have pancakes with choc chips?" she asks, trying to make her eyes big and wide and pleading like Mia had taught her. And remembering to be shh quiet, so not to wake up Papa or Princess Corey. JJ sets her down on the counter and tweaks her nose and kisses her forehead. "Yeah, Parsnip, I think we can do that." She giggles, because JJ is silly and calls her silly vegetable names, but only he is allowed to do it. "And can I help?" "Of course," he says, clutching his chest. "They won't turn out right if you don't help." And by the time the pancakes are done, Princess Corey and Papa have come out and have cups of stinky coffee. And Princess Corey lets Leanne sit on her lap and cuts her pancakes for her. And Papa tells her they're really good. And she says that JJ did most of it and she only helped. And JJ says that they're only perfect because she helped. And she's so happy that she has a Papa and a JJ and a Princess Corey to be her family, because it's perfect. The end.